I'm holding space for you right now. If you're listening, I'm holding space for you. You are enough. Don't believe everything you think, and don't let other people's opinions affect your mental to the point where you're not doing things for you and you're neglecting your self-care and you're not pursuing what you want, because it's not worth it at all. Hi. Oh my gosh. Hello. How are you? It's good to speak with you. Oh, Alisa from this end. I hope everyone is getting through life just the way I am. But yes, hello. I hope everyone is having a good day and you're taking time out of your day to do self-care and take care of your mental wellness, which this episode is all about. And it's a very important thing in this, especially in this society and wild world that we live in, where we're constantly busy, our minds are constantly distracted. We constantly have to figure out ways to survive. And well, let's not get that. That's dramatic. That was dramatic. Sorry. I'm a naturally dramatic person. It's not like we have it actually pretty easy in this society now in certain ways, but I'm more talking just about balancing everything and paying the bills and going grocery shopping, time management, all the things. And yeah. But I just wanted to have a little minute before we jump into it. I just wanted to say, wow, this podcast is amazing, but hard. And I knew it was going to be hard, right? I kept saying that, but I definitely I'm having to shift a lot of things in my life a little bit. I'm realizing, and that I think before I just was like running off, like before I released, I was just running off of like adrenaline and passion and drive. And I was just like, I just have to do it. I just have to do it. And I just did it. And I didn't think kind of, you know, that's me, my impulsivity a little bit, but this has been something that I've sat on and thought about for so long, but you know, I didn't really think about how I was going to have to shift my life, you know? And so that's what I'm working on right now. I'm shifting things and I'm making time for me and my self-care first and foremost, and then the podcast, and then, you know, everything else. And it's a lot to prioritize, you know, and I have never done anything like this before, so it's going to take some shifting. But I have had trouble sitting down and trying to find the perfect time to record. It seems like there's always something that comes up, always, you know, and that's just life. So I just have to learn how to go with it. But man, I'll have big emotions too. I'll have big, strong emotions before I go and record, or I'm overthinking and there's all of these, you know, all these thoughts that come in and I'm like, oh, I'm not good enough. You know, that is my biggest wound or saying that I've always told myself. And I know I'm not alone in that. You are enough. I am enough. It's a learning curve, you know. When you're starting off in something new, it's going to be trials and tribulations, but I love it. I love it. And here I am. This is a perfect time to sit down with you and sit down with this microphone and do it. So I am grateful for that. I'm grateful for learning how to shift and how to move when wanting to do something that means a lot. That means a lot to me. So, yeah, but it's the creative process, you know. my creative process right now is just going to look how it's going to look. And if I want to record randomly, I can, you know, and come back to it later or whatever. So I've just been moving and grooving with all that. But, oh, also, quick pause. I wanted to, right now I'm recording and I am wearing BU merch, which is one of my dear friends has started a clothing company called BU, which is all about being authentically you and expressing yourself. And there's really fun graphics and cool hats. And this hat says BU and I love it. I wear it all the time now. So I just wanted to shout that out. I am an affiliate, so that will be on my social media for Thoughts with Tea. So you can find the link there and go shop there, you know, and just be you, all right? That's what this podcast is all about. That's what it's all about. Just be you. Express yourself. So yeah, okay. I do have a lot of gratitude for everyone that keeps pushing me and just keeps telling me to just do it, because seriously, that means so much to me, and that's what's keeping me going some days, because I struggle deeply with mental health stuff, and that's what this episode's going to be about. Not mainly about all my struggles, I'm not going to trauma dump whatsoever, but just mental health in general and how important therapy is. So, yeah, I've always struggled with depression and anxiety ever since I was a kid. Like, seriously, ever since I was in fifth grade, I remember being depressed. And I was a really, really happy kid, though. So obviously there was things happening to me to invoke depression, and it was a lot of, sorry, I'm going to get right into the deepness, a lot of death happening. When I was in fifth grade specifically, there was a lot of death around me and my family, and it was all too consuming for me as an empath. I'm an empath. I feel people's emotions. I pick up on people's energies. I feel for people so deeply. I've always felt deep for my parents, my family, and I take on that emotion. So it was all way too much when I was young and I was seeing death happen around me at a young age. I was literally 11 years old. And so that has caused, I think, going forward, I'm prone to depression, you know, and I started going to therapy when I was 16. And at the time, like now, mental health therapy is so common. It's commonly talked about. You are encouraged to go to therapy now. Like, we are living in a different time. You are always hearing BetterHelp ads on podcasts and all of that, which I love. BetterHelp is an amazing resource for everyone. And thankfully we live in that day now. We live in this day and time where it's much more accessible. But when I was 16, I felt super, like, it was not normal. I probably was the outlier in my high school. Like, probably no one really was going to therapy at the time. Or, you know, it wasn't talked about, and it was a stigma, you know, and I felt it deep, and it affected me. But it's made me the person I am today to be that young and to be self-aware and to be emotionally and intellectually aware of what I'm feeling, you know, even though I didn't know how to piece it together. I didn't know what was going on really. And that's why I went to therapy. But it taught me so many tools, and it taught me self-awareness at a young age. So I'm thankful for that. But yeah, so I've been going to therapy on and off since I was 16, and I'm 27 now. So I think it's amazing. And I think it's an amazing tool. And at this point right now, I haven't been going to therapy I was years ago, well, not years ago, probably 2 years, 1 year ago, and then I stopped just because of money and time. It does take money and time. And so that is, I think, is the main thing that keeps people from not going to therapy. Oh, I don't need it. I don't need it that bad. I don't have time for it. I don't have the money for it. But when you find yourself in times after a breakup, and that's when I started going to therapy when I was 16, was after a big breakup in my life. And I felt like everything was just, the world was ending. And I was hormonal, teenager, angsty. Oh my gosh, it was intense. So I needed it. I needed it. And it definitely saved me and helped me in a lot of ways, you know, but it's such a, therapy is, can be a battle, right? Like finding that right fit. I definitely went through several therapists. So I was like, this isn't working for me. And then I found amazing therapists. And when I was 18, for like 5 years, I had the same therapist, and oh, God bless her soul. She's amazing. And she was the perfect fit for me. And we worked on meditation and breathing exercises, and she was very into that. So finding matches like that is huge. And if that's what you need, if you're more, you know, into meditation and yoga and you need someone to help you through that, recommend finding someone that has that fit. But there's therapists for everything now, and it's so cool. It's so cool to see therapists in their niche and just really getting specific and helping people with like their specific needs. So yeah, I'm all for therapy. Go to therapy if you need it, and especially if you're in a dark time where you are navigating everything. You should not be doing it alone, especially if you don't have a lot of experience with therapy and expressing your feelings and emotions. You know, you can't do it alone. But at this point for me, since I've had so much experience with therapy, and I took a break from it because I couldn't really afford it, and yada yada, I have become my own therapist. And I am definitely going to pick therapy back up soon and start going. And I have a therapist that will take me in, that we were a good match, but I just had to pause services, basically. It happens. Like, it's okay, you know, life happens, but I ultimately want a weekly therapist, or I don't know, bi-weekly, whatever, like going forward for the rest of my life, I could benefit from that. And you hear a lot of people that have podcasts that, you know, go to their therapist every week. And I love that for them. And celebrity, you know, now celebrities are, it's everyone goes and they talk about it so often, you know, and they can afford it. But especially people that are in the public eye and are celebrities, it's a crazy phenomenon. Like, they need therapy too. Like, even that, like, they have problems too. I can imagine the mental anguish that comes with that. But yeah, at this point I have become my own therapist, which is really cool too. That's kind of what, when you go more and more and you go often to therapy and you go for years, you start having that inner voice when you go through a breakdown, or you're going through anxiety, or you're going through some kind of mental dis-ease or physical dis-ease. You can talk yourself through it. And I've had several awakenings too. After dark times in my life, I've had awakenings, spiritual awakenings, where I am more open and understanding of what's really going on and who I am, who is self. I just became more aware of my inner dialogue. And so that's really cool to see now. Like, I can work myself through things. And I talk about it with my partner too a lot. And that's really helpful when you can have a support. You know, your partner is your support system, and you guys help each other work through things, and you can just speak openly. That's a huge help too in my life. But even now, like, I don't need to go to him for everything, because I know how to figure things out and I know what's going on. I know myself better than anyone, better than my partner. Even though he does know me very well, you need to know yourself better than your partner if you want to be in a long-term marriage. So I think it's really cool that I'm able to do that now, but it can't all be on you. And I'm realizing like, okay, no, like, even though I'm good at, you know, calming myself down now and figuring things out in my head, I can't do it alone always. You need to have that rapport with someone and go back and forth and work through things that can feel bigger than you. And so that's where therapy is very, very helpful. So I think a good way to measure when someone needs to go to therapy, if it's your friend, partner, coworker, or it's you, a good way to tell that you need therapy maybe is if you feel like you need to vent to everyone a lot and you just are overwhelmed in a dark place, overwhelmed, and these issues just keep coming up and you can't find a solution and you keep wanting to vent about it. That is when you need to go to therapy, because your friends can only help you a certain amount of time. If you find yourself or you find someone venting a lot about personal things to you, and of course, that's what friends are for. I want to be a therapist to all my friends. I am here, you know. Your friends can give you great insight, and they know you. They know who you are. So absolutely go to your friends. That's, you know, what friends are for, and if they're a true friend, they'll be there for you. But it comes to a certain extent that you might need a professional, a friend. Your friends can't have all the solutions and answers for you, and they're not licensed therapists. So it's probably a good time to look into therapy when you are just can't stop venting, because there's only so much that other people can do, and a therapist can really guide you and go deeper into what's going on. And your child, if you've had a rough childhood, if you've had things happen to you that you can't stop thinking about, or you've blocked things, go to therapy, you know. And I'm going to say it right now. Here I go. I'm going to say it. More men need to go to therapy. I'm sorry. Love you, men. I love men. Love my boyfriend. Everyone could use it. And it's not like some people haven't gone through really crazy stuff and really hard things that like, and I think that's how people view therapy. It's like, oh, I don't need to go. Like, I don't have trauma, or like, I no one's died in my family. I haven't really like experienced that stuff, so I don't really need to go. But no, like, just because you haven't had something terrible happen to you doesn't mean you shouldn't go to therapy, because we are complex humans. And life's hard, and stress and burnout and overwhelm is so prevalent if you're a working person, period. So can't imagine all the millions of other things that could be going on in an individual's life to cause more mental anguish. So we need support, you know, and yeah, so men, just go to therapy. It's fine. You're fine. Just kidding. It's hard. I mean, there's a level of pride, and like, that's what I experienced when I was 16. Like, I'm like, I don't want to be weird and, you know, all that. Like, I definitely experienced that. I just felt, you know, weird and different or whatever. But no, we live in a day and age where everyone can use it. And if you're an overthinker, especially, you know, and that's what my therapist that I was with for years said, like, most of her clients are people that are really overthinking, you know, and that's kind of, and that spins into anxiety and all of that. But sometimes we can't help but overthink situations and just overthink everything and stay up late and not get good sleep. And then that affects so much, right? So yeah. I mean, if you're an overthinker, you definitely should be in therapy, because they can help you work through all those thoughts and it's only natural to for humans to be in, to overthink and have random thoughts and crazy thoughts and intrusive thoughts. And those can be very damaging day after day. But yeah, this is one of my favorite sayings that has always been said to me by therapists and people that are trying to help me when I was in need. And it's, don't believe everything you think. It's crazy what our mind tells us sometimes. And it's not real. And I keep, you know, to connect back to this podcast, like I keep having moments where I get discouraged and I get, you know, imposter syndrome. And I'm like, I can't do this. Those are my intrusive thoughts. You know, it's like, it's all too much. And yes, it's a lot, but I'm just starting out. I'm a one-woman show. If I really want this, which I do want this, I do want it to expand, it will happen and I can make that happen. But I get stuck in this, when I'm overwhelmed, I get stuck in this train of thought, like, I'm not good enough. I can't do it. You know, what is that? You know, it just all becomes overwhelming. And so that's why I know I can use guidance from a therapist right now. So that will be on my next agenda. I know, you know, there's periods of time where since I was 16, since I've gone to therapy, you know, I was going like a lot, you know, really regularly for a while, then I would stop, and then I went back regularly, and then I would stop, and then I'd go back. And so I kind of always know when to go back. And like I said, if I was rich in a perfect world, I'd be going every week, but it isn't, you know, that isn't, you know, always feasible for people. But even when I was able to get some good, you know, benefits with a therapist for a while, but for a while I didn't have insurance, so that affects everything when you don't have it, you know, insurance. So I stopped then. But you can find affordable therapists or therapists that are, you know, just out of college, which I know people are like, oh, you know, I want an experienced therapist, makes sense. But if you're just starting out and you need someone, and you are in a place where you do need it every week, like, don't let money stop you, or try to get support from family to help you or something, because it is so important, and going every week is so beneficial. So yeah, well, that's the therapy talk. I need to take a breath and a sip of tea. So let's just create space for ourselves. And I'm holding space for you right now. If you're listening, I'm holding space for you. You are enough. Don't believe everything you think, and don't let other people's opinions affect your mental to the point where you're not doing things for you and you're neglecting your self-care and you're not pursuing what you want, because it's not worth it at all. Okay? And something else that I'm going to finish on right now is that if you're worried about people saying bad things to you and having opinions, you can just do this. So here's the negative talk or self-talk that you think other people are saying to you. You can just do this. Move it around like a mirror. Just move it back into that energy outward from your body. And if someone has something negative to say, then they probably have something negative to say about themselves. Sometimes things are just a projection, and people do project, and sometimes you just have to let it go. That other people's harsh negative opinions, anyone can think whatever they want, and everyone's entitled to their opinion, right? But if it shouldn't affect you, right? But it's really easier said than done, because it's going to affect you, but it shouldn't affect you, because ultimately, if someone is just has negative thoughts to say about you, then they probably are going through their own thing and having negative thoughts about themselves, right? So you just got to give it back to people. Energetically give it back to people and peacefully be like, that's not my problem. What I want and my desires and my goals is mine. And the right people will support you always. And if people don't want to, then send it back. Good. You work on you then. You go to therapy. I'll go to therapy over here. You try to go to therapy over there. So I hope that makes sense. I don't know. Projection could be a whole episode. It's interesting, but I think that's a reminder that I try to tell myself. If someone wants something, someone has something negative to say, like, I always try to be nice and kind, and that's all you can do. And sometimes that's all you can do. And yeah, well, okay. That went by really quick. I could talk forever. Good thing I have a podcast because I could do this forever. All right. Well, I am holding space for you. I'm holding space for myself. And my heart is open. And I am so grateful for those of you that are listening. So thank you again for tuning in to another episode. And I will be back very soon. Have a great day. Bye.